Good morning, Physics 180A. My name is Charlene Rink, and I'm going to be sharing with you my personal views and reaction to the article pertaining to physics and opinion. I'm going to explain to you through my thought and personal reaction to the article how opinions can really help individuals form critical thoughts and how critical thinking and opinion really is related hand in hand. I feel that once you have gained an understanding of the true meaning and definition of the word opinion, which is subjective and has various meanings, then it can really be applied to the concepts of critical thinking, which is important, and the physics problem-solving method, which can overall help form more successful people in this world. When I first read this article, it instantly grabbed my attention, and then I kept rereading it to see if there would be anything that I missed. And then I was able to form my first reaction, which made me realize that an opinion is more scientific than what I originally thought it to be. I used to think of opinion as just a personal view or an attitude. That was pretty much what you thought. It didn't matter, like, if there was scientific reasoning behind it. It was just a conclusion that you came to because everyone's entitled to their own opinion. It doesn't necessarily have to be right, and it doesn't have to be based up with scientific knowledge or facts. This is just what I thought an opinion was. But after rereading this article, it really changed my viewpoint and perspective on the true definition of opinion. I guess before I read this article, I really just associated opinion with memory, thinking that opinion is formed from memories, from distant thoughts, from things that you read. There's this really good quote from the movie Memento, and it says, "Memory can change the shape of an object, it can change a color of a car, and memories can be distorted. They're just interpretations, not a record, and they're irrelevant if you have the facts." I really feel that now an opinion should really represent what we believe to hold the truth, that it should come from facts, analysts, critical thinking. All these ideas really need to be present when you form an opinion, and I think you really need to realize that before you just state something, before saying, oh, well, I believe this. I think you should have sufficient evidence when you state an opinion so that you are presenting stuff that you honestly believe is true. After taking time to analyze the concept and definition of an opinion, it appears to me and has become very clear that if an individual takes the time to critically think about the opinions that they develop, they are themselves demonstrating an aspect of the critical thinking process, which is really essential in the physics problem-solving method. Critical thinking is pretty much, or what it means to me, is that it's the mental process of looking at a problem or looking at anything in life and just analyzing it and evaluating certain information just to reach an answer or conclusion. And I really think this relates to opinion because in order to form a valid opinion, you have to critically think about it. And how these are both important in physics is that to answer questions or problems that we don't know, we have to critically think about a problem and then form an opinion, a knowledgeable and factual opinion, and then from there we can develop more concepts and more ideas and continue to critically think about the problem. When it all comes down to it, critical thinking is a big part of the physics problem-solving method because we need to critically think about everything that's like going on in the problem, in the world around it, and apply it to physics and set it up in a systematic method, because it's never easy to solve a problem when you just have chaos written down on your paper. So it's important to have a problem-solving method of like diagramming, reasoning, and solution, because if we didn't have that, we just have random information jotted down and we would probably never be able to form a conclusion or let alone a valid scientific opinion if we didn't have a good problem-solving method. Once you have mastered and fully comprehended the physics problem-solving method, you have gained an advantage over the ordinary person. And it's not because we're all mad scientists and have the power to control the world. It's rather that you have gained a thoughtful understanding of a procedure that can help you personally solve any problem through a systematic and reasonable approach. Since I mentioned formal training in the physics problem-solving method and how knowing these procedures produce more successful individuals, I can actually think of a situation when an ordinary person, okay, well, not just one person, but many, had not used critical thinking skills to form a legit opinion. And as a result, I suffered from it, and I'm still a little bitter about it, but not so much anymore. All right, well, a personal experience that happened to me when someone did not use the agreed definition of opinion is when I was applying for supervisor at the Aztec Rec Center. So I've been working there for almost a year, and during that year, I had gotten various awards for Employee of the Month, excellent customer service. I'd been like secret shopped and gotten like perfect scores. And so I felt pretty confident going into this interview. I had all the skills, and I think I demonstrated all the qualities that was needed for a supervisor. And so I went in there. I was dressed professionally. I felt like I did really well on the interview, presented myself in a professional manner. So a few days later, I get a call back, and it turns out that they had offered the job for someone else to someone else. So since I really wanted the job, I immediately asked like what I did wrong, how I could improve, and is there a chance for me to promote in the future? They pretty much beat it around the bush and like barely answered my question, which really upset me, but it really came down to the answer that, oh, you're too young. And I know that I was probably one of the youngest people interviewing, but I really don't think that they had formed a good scientific opinion because if they did, I don't think they would have been basing the interview off of age, which is ridiculous. It shouldn't matter your age, it should just matter your leadership qualities and how you're able to interact with your employees and supervise them. So I really feel like that was an opinion that was not formed using logical thoughts and ideas. So yeah, to make a long story short, that's pretty much what happened, and that's how I feel that I was actually a victim of opinion because I really don't feel that they use the correct ideas or notions to really form a valid opinion, and really upset me. And I used to be really bitter about it, but I'm not so much anymore. I actually just got promoted, so there's a happy side to this story. But yeah, that's pretty much how it goes, and that's how I really feel that our opinion in physics problem solving relates, and I hope to never, ever, ever, ever have to be the victim of an opinion or of an invalid opinion. And I will, from now on, only state scientific opinions that I totally believe is true. Thanks, and talk to you later. Bye.